Blog Talk Radio.
It's happening. Okay. Hey, Paul. Grand Rising lovelies, it's time. You have logged on to the Faith Walk, and we are having a celebration this morning because this Sunday makes 1 year of talking about prayer, of making prayer a priority in our lives, about coming together and discussing the things of God. And I'm so happy that I have made it, you have made it, those who have journeyed through the last 12 months with me have made it here. So welcome, welcome, welcome. And without further ado, let me start with the main event, prayer. Mother, Father, God, we thank you. We thank you for another day. We thank you for breath and strength in our bodies. We thank you for the eyes we have to see. We thank you for the hands we get to feel with, the ears we get to listen with, the hearts that are beating right on time, nourishing and sending blood flow through our entire system. Oh, great and wonderful Master. Oh, great and wonderful Creator. He and she that sits above all, we give you all glory and praise this morning. We thank you. I thank you for every ear that is listening. I thank you for every heart that is going to show up at a later time. I thank you, Most High God, because you have been so good, better than good, better than I could ever be to myself. And I just want to say thank you. Amen. Now let's get it started. It's a celebration. Yay! For the last 12 months, you all have been carrying with me. I apologize about last month. I had misplaced my phone. We couldn't get on the line. My phone was one place. I was another. Just didn't work. But God knew. He said, I just want you to sit back and think for a little bit and ponder on all that you have already accomplished and all that I've done in your life. And so I am here now, ready to do my work and share with you all what I have learned in the last year. So this is not a, especially today, this is not a one-woman show, okay? Especially today, because we have done, I would say 11, but really it's 10, nine or 10 prayers together. We studied them throughout the month. We came together on first Sunday. We continue to think about them and ponder on them. So this program this morning is not about Sister Faith bringing you and presenting you with new prayer. This is about us discussing the prayers that we have gone over, the prayers that we have learned, the prayers that we have taken the time and energy and poured ourselves into. So, you know, now that you already know what I want to do, I want you to know that I can't do it alone. I'm going to need you, brother, to press one. I'm going to need you, sister, to press one. Jump on the line. Get inside this with me. Let's discuss it. Let's celebrate together because you, right along with me, have accomplished a great thing. You dedicated a year of your life to prayer. Do you realize that? You dedicated a part of your life just to God, and let's celebrate that because some people haven't even thought about God in years, but now here we are, okay? And so without further ado, let's talk about some of these prayers that we have done. You know, when I think about the first prayer we did last year, I believe that it was the 23rd Psalm. It is a near and dear prayer to me. It was the first prayer that as 7 or 8 years old, my father taught me that I had to know word for word. Every single night before I went to bed, we recited these. It was three prayers, but this was the first one. And I had to know this prayer. He was adamant about me knowing. Excuse me, y'all. My nose is doing something weird. I'm so embarrassed. Excuse me. I had to know this prayer. I had to know it. I had to know it front and back. And so I had to get to understanding it and it becoming a part of me. And so those of you who are close to me and those of you who have a personal relationship with me, you know that last year when I started this program, I had just come back from another state burying my father. And so that prayer, that the 23rd Psalm, is so special to me. It means so much. It even means even much more now that I have to depend on God alone. And I can't run to Daddy to say, Dad, well, I need you to join me in prayer. Now I have to be able to do it and stand on it for myself. And so that was the first prayer. And I know for some, you know, it was like, oh, it's the 23rd Psalm. You know, it's a Psalm. Everybody knows the 23rd Psalm. But you'd be surprised how many people didn't really understand it. They didn't really get it. They didn't really get it down in their spirit in a way that they understood it, that it was that prayer is a personal, it's a personal prayer. It's a declaration between human being and spirit being, and how important that was. And so, yeah, that was one of my favorite. It's one of my favorite. It's a go-to prayer. I hope that it's a go-to prayer for many of you all, because you have to have a foundation. And my foundation is the Lord is my shepherd. You know, like I know to whom I belong. Do you know who you belong to this morning? That's the question, you know. And then we moved on through and we did several other prayers. We went to Psalms 44. No, did we do Psalms 44? I'm probably not going to tell you in order in which we did all these prayers. I know we did Psalms, Proverbs 31. We did the virtuous woman. I know that we went to Psalms 1 and we talked about not standing in the way of the sinner or sitting in the seat of the scornful. Blessed is the man who does not counsel, who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. You know, we discussed some real things. We didn't play with this idea of talking to God. And so for this program, I really want to dive into what the relationship, and I may cry, and I may go through changes, but please don't take my emotions as someone who's all over the place. Understand that this is how special it is to me. When we start building the relationship between ourselves and God in prayer, when we take this time out to, before we speak to anyone else, before we engage with the world, before we engage with our loved ones, and we turn to our spirit selves and we look to the higher beings and say, God, I thank you for another day. Lord, I thank you for this time, and we start to deal with our issues and problems and our lives and all these things, and we start to trust and build the relationship with God. We find ourselves
in a place where peace resides, growth resides. You start to be able to deal with the truth in a new way. You start to be able to accept people for exactly who and what they are and nothing more. When we see the mercy that God has for us and on our lives, we get the opportunity to be more merciful and kind. We get the opportunity to say, okay, I can be better. I can be more. I'm going to chase after God in a new way, and I'm going to treat everyone I come into contact with the right way, and I'm going to be loving and kind, and I'm going to build my boundaries that should not be crossed. And if someone crosses my boundary, I can respectfully ask them to step back. You know, it kind of changes you. And if you haven't been changed in this last 12 months, then I'm going to need you to get buckled down and get a little bit deeper with me on the next 12 months. You know, prayer. Prayer has been my saving grace. Prayer has been it's my go-to. Trouble arises, and I remember there was a time in my life where trouble would arise and I'd call my father, or I'd call one of my friends, or I'd call another family member. And where I'm at in my life, and once I started to learn to really pray for myself, I got away from calling everyone else and learning to say, God, please help me, you know. Turning to God and saying, oh, Lord, what am I going to do now? And we all do it. We all turn to God. We just don't realize because we're not putting our whole heart into it. We all turn to God and we say, oh, you know, you get the electric bill in and it's double what it was last month, maybe because you didn't pay it last month because you forgot. And you say, oh, Lord, what am I going to do? You know, that is prayer. I need you to understand that prayer is not necessarily these long words and beautiful songs, and it doesn't take a whole lot. People who pray more, people who set time aside to talk to God, really, there's a period of that they're talking. And then there's a period of that they're silent, because you're building a relationship and you're waiting for God to answer. You're waiting to hear. You're waiting to see. You're waiting to feel, smell, touch. You're waiting to use your senses in response to what you have asked God for or have been conferring with God about. And so when we look at it and we see these messages, and when we have these ancient texts that say these words, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked or stand in the way of sinners or sit in the seat of mockers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates both day and night. You know, this is the first line. These are the first two verses in the book of Psalms, and when you hear it again and you find out that, wait a minute, this is the foundation. This is where we start. You know, we're not going to get caught up in Sally Mae or Johnny Boy's mess, but we're not going to go to the most messy person and ask them for help. That we're gonna turn and we're gonna get God in on this, and we're gonna put spirit at the helm, and we're gonna think about the things that of God and godliness and a holy way of doing things, a more positive way of doing things, a higher vibration way of doing things than we do before we would go and do it the old way. The old way says, oh, somebody wronged you. Oh, let's get them back. You know, the old way says, somebody made you mad. Oh, let's cuss them out. You know, I mean, I was good at it. I won't lie. However, when you know better, you do better. And as we grow, I pray that you all are learning to apply these things to your life, that you're learning to walk in the grace that God has given each and every one of us, the blessing of being able to turn to God, oh, God, what will I do with this bill? And not even, oh, God, what will I do? But kind of that's our first words, right? And then your next word should be, well, Lord, I know you have it worked out, you know, because then we're starting to exercise a level of faith, you know. So let's talk. Come on, press one. This is not a one-woman show. We have so many words that we've learned, so many things that we put out our time and energy into. I want to say I know that another one of my favorite prayers that we did was Psalms 4, and when we asked, answer me when I call you. Oh, my righteous God, give me relief from my distress. Be merciful and hear my prayer. You know, when we start to go to God and be vigilant about our prayers, when we get into the presence, the very presence of God, you know, and how that really affects us. How does that really take us to another level? I'm just running through here, looking at all of the scriptures that we went through. When we had to deal with the idea of people being angry with us just because of who we are, you know, when we had to deal with the jealous people. I can't remember this. I'm looking for it, and my book has disappeared, y'all. We went through, and we talked to about when we got to go to God in prayer about people slandering our name. That was the prayer. Yeah, I got to find it. I know where it's at. When we talked about the slander, you know, how does that really affect us when we're being slandered? But what did God have to say about it? You know what I mean? When you are able to go to God and say, hey, I think this is a little messed up, you know, when we Psalms 27 and we learn that the Lord is our light and our salvation, that we didn't have to fear anyone. That took us 2 months to do, you know. That was Psalms 27. And how I love that scripture. That is one of my favorites. I think I'll probably get there is about all my favorite scriptures and prayers and how God has really kind of just changed my life with words that means something to my spirit. Okay. Well, I want to talk a little bit about how we're going to move forward in the next 12 months. You know, we did a great job in people calling in and speaking or adding to the conversation and the way that they were able to see it or hear or interpret the words, and how some, I love how when Sister Melissa would call, and she always has her outlook that is so unique, and she would make you see a scripture in a whole new light just because of the gift that God has given her to see things in a different way for our benefit, you know. When I think about Sister Unique calling in and chiming in, and all of the brothers who have called in and chimed in, is just awesome. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Look at that. We have a caller. Oh, Come on, come on. Welcome to A Faith Walk.
Hello, it's Melissa. How are you?
Ah, Sister Melissa. Grand Rising, Gloria, Grand Rising. How are you?
I want to say congratulations on the celebration of your first year of committing yourself to teaching us prayer. I have been a student. Mm-hmm. I am still a student, and I appreciate your vibrant words.
Oh,
and
thank you.
I appreciate the inflection, if I'm saying the right word, the tone. I'm saying inflection, like the way your voice rises and falls, the cadence. It actually creates energy in itself when you do that. And I appreciate that. And I told y'all during dedication that I'm definitely wanting to be better in prayer. So I'm coming to you again. Whenever you have maybe an opportunity for me to join in, listen in, be supportive, please don't forget me, because I really do. One of the things that, to me, I've always prayed because, like you said, it may not have been my entire heart, but I've always included God in things that was going on. I thank him. People don't realize I thank him so much. I mentioned him a lot in things, and I thank him for so many different things that just happened to pop up in the moments of my life. But when I started to really be committed to my ancestor shrine, that is one of the things that I started to, I don't know how long I've had my shrine, but I've had it for quite a few years. And one of the first things I did was pull out my Bible, which I never pull out. I sat it on there, and I leave it there for them. And on the days that I commit myself to doing my duties for it, the first thing I do after making breakfast, the first thing I do is sit down with them and find something to read. So it could be something I understand. It could be something that makes no sense to me. But I'm like, okay, ancestors, what are we reading today? And kind of just let them find a page. And I will read it. Sometimes I'll read the complete verse. Sometimes I'll read a small part of it. And I try to get some understanding out of it. Then the next thing I do, pull out one of Mama Seven's prayer books. And so we've been through that. We've been all the way through that. Every page, we done been through it a few good times. We done been through another book a few good times. But it's okay for me to be redundant. I don't think they have a problem with that. And I will sit and I will say one of those. The only thing that I've done differently now is I really haven't found another book that I like and to read to them as another version of my veneration for them. So I found one for affirmations, and I can tell you that I can see the difference in my affirmations, and I don't even like that. Like, I can't stand that book. It is so – I can't stand it. So what I haven't read every page like I should. Like, I'm slacking in that book, but I do that. But I enjoy sitting down and literally just going through those pages and saying what I have to say, and I know they hear me. Like, I really know they hear me. I just feel that they know. I know they hear me, and I feel that they appreciate that time that I give to them. But at some point, I want to do more of it in that kind of depth, but just not just for my ancestors. So that's where the level I want to get to next. And that's all I wanted to say. I'm so proud of you, and I'm so glad that I'm in your circle. I'm just glad that I'm blessed with your energy.
Well, Sister Melissa, I was just talking about you, and, you know, you are the blessing as well. You are the blessing, the unique way that God has created you. It has been a blessing to more than just my life. I know that. I always love to hear what your take on certain subjects is going to be, because I know that you're going to make me pivot. I know that you're going to shift my paradigm and make me see something that has been sitting there the entire time, but I did not see. And so I so appreciate you. And I thank you for calling in and helping to help me celebrate. Pray that as you continue to grow in your prayer life and really get a good handle on it, and you have your foundation. So I don't need to say anything about a foundation. I just ask that you continue to commit yourself fully as you have been and continue to watch God grow. Because, girl, I see him all over you.
Let me tell you something. I've heard, you know, throughout the years, I'm growing, continue. And I'm not going to say I didn't believe it. I'm going to say that lately, like in this more recent time of my life, I can feel it. And I know my confidence in this walk is so much stronger. And I thank God for that as well. Like, I'm like, thank you for letting me be able to even see that I can see the strength and the confidence build in me. And the reason why, I'm going to tell you, and it's a selfish reason, but the reason why I want to be even stronger in my prayer is because I just know it's going to build me even more. Like, maybe those are that's the insulation of the house. Like, the foundation could be laid. Maybe the outside is done. But maybe the prayer is the insulation for the house that I'm still building for myself to get myself in that place where I feel so confident that I can be some leader or some influence or even just better for my own lineage. Like, I don't know where I'm going to be and how this is going to affect me, but I'm in for it. I'm committed.
But you are the leader. You are the influencer. You already are. The question is, are you going to own it? That's what all the prayer is doing. It's helping us to grow in owning who we already are. We already are. You already are. Sister Melissa, in the last 12 months, we learned 10 to 11 prayers. Which prayer do you hold on to the tightest?
Well, I might have to say it's that first one, because that first one is very common for me. Like, it's the one that I know. And I'm going to be honest with you, I still mess up some of the verses. I still mix up the anointing of the oil with my cups running. Like, I still. So I'm being honest with you. I will go in there and read it again just to make sure I got it in order.
All right.
Because I don't want to fumble. And I hate that I'm still fumbling, but it's actually better. And y'all going to laugh. And I learned that ching, 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 go to money tree. Like, if I can learn that one, then my head says, if I can learn that one, then I need to master the 23rd. You get what I'm saying to you?
Yeah.
And that's how I felt. So one day I was going over the money tree one, and then after I did that, I found the 23rd Psalm, and I just let that thing play back to back, all the way to work, all the way back to work. And I said that was very helpful. And I got that one on YouTube because you can't read in the car, so I had to have that one on the YouTube.
But it gets into your spirit. Awesome. Well, Sister Melissa, I so appreciate you. I so appreciate you, your support, your love, your wisdom, your unique outlook, and I want to say thank you for being a part of the Faith Walk.
Thank you for making it available. Thank you, Mama Seven.
Awesome. And then she brought up Mama Seven at the end of this conversation, and here's the thing that I want to tell you about Mama Seven. Listen, if you don't have a sister that will come and pick you up and say, get up, let's go, then you don't have a Mama Seven in your life, and you need to get you one. Listen, Mama Seven encouraged me to do this show. She asked me, she caught me at the right time because I was open to spirit and ready to do something, and she got me and said, hey, you know, I got this thing. You want to do it? And I didn't even hesitate in a grateful way because I was ready to get back to my kind of work. And whenever I think of Proverbs 31, Mama Seven is the woman that comes to mind. Mama Seven, Mama Khadijah, and my stepmother who has transitioned on, my mother-in-law who had transitioned on. These are the type of women that I've been able to be surrounded by and loved on and chastised by and completely and utterly checked that has been a part of my life's journey, which I'm so grateful for. you know. But when you, if you speak with me real quick, and let's talk about why I see these women in this way and in this light, you know. Now, Proverbs is not necessarily a prayer. This was a conversation between a mother and her son. And we get to see that when we want to be something or we desire to be a certain type of woman, you know, and brothers, this was a message for y'all, but it was a standard for us. So when we see that a wife of noble character, you know, and when we had to learn how to embody being a woman of character, listen, if you have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, it don't take long to find someone who is not displaying noble character. It don't take long at all. You'll find these young women, old women alike, popping their thing on the internet and letting everybody see. You hear some of the most vile comments and conversations. You'll have women talking about men as though they're commodities and items and everything else. But when you get women of character, noble character, you know, when you can turn to someone that is going to be wise with their answer to you, when you can turn to someone that's going to say to you, listen, I don't have time to play these games. I'm working. I have stuff to do. I have a household. I'm running. When you look at Proverbs 31, you know, this was another one of my mighty prayers, my mighty scriptures that I go to, because when I wanted to be a wife, this is where I studied. This is where I took the time out to filter my thoughts, my actions, my behavior, and you learn in this portion. And starting at like verse 10, you learn about the noble character, that her husband trusts her. He has full confidence in her, and she lacks nothing of value. That means she values herself, and he even values that even more. That she brings good into the lives of those she loves, into her husband's life. She's good and not harm. You know, these are the type of people that you want to be around. This is the type of energy. This is the type of love and satisfaction that comes to us, you know, that she's a businesswoman, that she's up early, she goes to bed late, she provides for everyone around her. She is not lazy. She's smart with her dollar. She goes and considers land and she buys it. You know what I mean? I mean, she got good credit. And she got her priorities in order, you know. And she makes things with her hands for her home. She takes care of the poor and the needy. Her family is warm in the winter and sleep in fine linens and have garments. She sees items and she sells that which is good. She speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction on her tongue. She's not going to give you bad advice. She's not going to tell you, well, you know, ain't nobody else going to know. You know, she's not going to tell you all those things, you know. It says that the men at the gate speak highly of her. Now, these brothers are sitting around just talking. You know, men like to gossip. Sorry, brothers. Y'all know it's true. Speak highly of it. Her husband gets praised because of who his wife is. You know, Proverbs 31 is one of those special ones to me that I really had to share with you all, because I believe that with it and through it, we are always going to be blessed. You know what I mean? We also did You should see me in this Bible. This Bible is old. This Bible is old. And I have really used it a lot. So we also did Psalm 91. I went back into Psalms, and in Psalms 91, we found out that God is our safe place. He's our place of refuge. That he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High, in the shadow of the Almighty, will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. He said, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. You know, we learned how to really get into the presence of God and really hold on to that and know that when trouble arises, we have a safe place in spirit that we can go in our secret place. Yes, I'm telling you. Listen, I'm so excited about this last year of my life that, yeah, I lost my dad. Was my rock for a lot of my life. He was the parent who was present. He was the parent who was available. He was the parent who put up with me, the parent who fought with me, the parent who accepted me. And for him to be gone, it was difficult. There was days that I was like, Dad, I just need to be able to make that phone call and can't make that phone call. However, I have something that he gave me early in life that helped me. When I learned Psalms 121, and we discussed this, I lifted my eyes into the hills. Where does my help come from? It comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. When we look at these words and these scriptures, we embody them in a new way when we take them on. Going forward in the next year, I really want to expand this. I really would love for people to be more willing to have the conversations about prayer, to really get into a place that they are, or you all are, including myself, are that we find ourselves really growing closer to God in everything that we do, in every way that we are. I also would like to branch out a little bit. You know, Christianity was my base religion. It was something that I learned, and so I know these prayers very well. I know where to find them and where the scriptures are hidden. However, there's more information, and the Bible is not the end-all, be-all. It's one book of basic instructions before leaving Earth. You know, it's one book. There are millions of them. So when you hear Sister Melissa say, yeah, well, I pulled out Mama Seven's closer, her the little book of, a little handy notebook of devotions that I have told you all year, if you did not have it, please go to the Wonderful Approach website and purchase you one. I'm telling you, it will help you. It's a great day-to-day book to pick up, and you may not have the ingenuity to go through the Bible and look at scriptures, or go through the Quran and look at the scriptures, or even the Torah. Some people only use the Torah. However, I am begging you that if you can get these little handy notebooks of devotion, if you can get a book of affirmations, if you can get any kind of information that's going to help you grow closer to God, so please, please, please do that. Now, Mama Seven had, listen, she has this little handy notebook of devotions, get closer to God. She has more than one volume of this thing. I have like two of them. I don't even know what volume this one is. I think this might have been the first one. And then she has volumes 2 and 3. Listen, she goes back. This woman, I don't know when she gets the time to do it, but she's sitting around writing books in the middle of doing everything else she does in a day. I don't know. God bless her. I'm praying for her strength because she's doing the work. You hear me? But get your book, Go in One Full Approach, the website, and get that book. I would love to be able to refer to it a little bit more with some people, with all of you, honestly, because she doesn't just have Christian prayers. She has all kinds of prayers in there. So coming in the next season of the next part of our journey on this faith walk, we're going to be going and stretching it out a little bit more. We're going to be learning prayers for Mother Earth. We're going to be learning prayers for prayers that we can do over our, not only our food, but our water, our environment, different prayers. There's Native American prayers that I would love to share with you all. There are Muslim prayers that I would love to share with you all. There are some Hindu prayers. There are prayers, these words are ancient. They come to us. They were left for us for our benefit. And so I'm asking you to understand that God is not limited the way we limit ourselves. We limit ourselves into our bubbles and we say, oh, well, grandma was a Christian, and so she did these prayers to Jesus, and so I have to pray like this because that's how grandma prayed. And don't get it wrong. Those of us who have our altars, we're gonna always take care of our ancestors and honor that which they knew. However, please do not fool yourself into believing that your ancestry started with the time of Christianity being introduced. Our ancestors are beyond space and time. Prayers come from a place of ancient wisdom. And so I want to share it with you also. Okay, so we said we're going to do earth prayers. A lot of the Native American prayers are earth prayers, the ones that I know. Some Native American prayers, some Muslim prayers, some Hebrew prayers. We're going to do some Hindu prayers. And so we're going to break up our year into different sections, trying to expand our minds and our spirit so that we can really, really tap in a new way. Our prayer lives are important. You are important. You are so important to God that when you take the time out, I feel like I'm just rambling, but when you take the time out to really set aside and really chase after God or really learn something about God that you did not have or you did not know or you did not even consider that you could say, to find yourself in that place of learning how to really to see things in a new way, in an exciting way, in a bigger way. You when you do that, you grow spiritually. And my goal with the faith walk is to be spiritual powerhouses, is to be the light that are shining on this earth for the glory of God. You know, listen, the glory of man, we've seen what that has done. We had Donald Trump. We have Herschel Walker. And if you live in Atlanta, please, in Georgia, please go vote. We know that. We've seen the glory of man. But when you allow the glory of God to rest upon your life and to be a part of your life and to really flourish in your life, you will see the differences and the change. You will see how Melissa's saying, I'm not who I used to be. Listen, I remember Sister Melissa when she was a whole lot different. She had some really sharp edges. She still do. Now, you go on food with her, you get cut. However, I see how she has she's refined it, you know, when I look at Sister Nicole and how she's refined her fine-tuning of her positive outlook. However, she is very, very serious in a lot of ways. When I look at, when I hear Sister Nisi pray and I hear the power that she's coming from and she's coming with her prayer, when I can turn and hear my daughter go into her closet and she is really getting into the presence of God, when I see these things happening around me, I know just how much God is working and moving. God, he loves our relationships with him. He, she, however you call spirit, they love the idea of you wanting to be closer, you drawing near and away from the negativity and away from the gossip, the slander, the lies, the backbiting, the backstabbing, you know. When you start to elevate above it, you don't even want it around you, you know. When you start to get closer to God, you don't even want that energy around you. And so I'm so excited. I'm so excited. So I do have a Facebook page, and some of the prayers, because I don't have a way to really, like, share it with you here. It's not like we're on a Zoom and I can share it with you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to post the prayer for the month on that page, and I'm going to pin it. And so if you are interested in learning it and not just having a discussion, but you really want to learn it and gather this information for yourself, you can find it on the Faith Walk Facebook page. I'm pretty sure that most people have access to it. I have a nice amount of people who log on to it, and I haven't been on in a few weeks. I've been focused on some other things, but coming out of that, it's time to get back to work and so going forward. So by the end of this week, we'll have that posted for the next month. On the next first Sunday, we'll have the information. I'll also create an Instagram page for the Faith Walk for those of you who don't use and are on Instagram. I want to say to you in my last 10 minutes, as I wrap this up, I thank you for your unfailing support. I thank you for those of you who have reached out and said to me, Faith, I appreciate you, or ask questions, or let me know that you were listening. I want to say thank you for all of those who have been praying with me and walking on this journey with me. I want to say thank you to the Most High for allowing me this opportunity to be a vessel for the good work. It's been a year. I did not think that I would make it this far. but here I am. And you are right here with me. And let us work together as we move closer to God and allow God to do and have and be all that he's meant to do, be, and have in our lives. So I'm going to wrap it up because I have talked my behind off. I want to say thank you once again. And let's pray. Mother, Father, God, we come with thanksgiving. We come with praise. We come with joyful hearts. We come shaking the foundation of all negative energy. We come up against it. We come with praise. We come with thanksgiving. We come with honor. I ask that you would bless each in every household that is represented on this line. I ask that you would see the faithfulness of them, that you would see the hearts of men, your men and women of God. I'm asking that those who do not know prayer at all, that you would allow them to learn a new thing and grow in your grace of it. Oh, God, I ask that you would continue to bring us close to you as we work to be vessels that are acceptable before your sight. I'm asking you, O Most High, Mother, Father, God, to be all that we would need you to be. I'm asking for peace in homes. I'm asking for increase in bank accounts. I'm asking for wisdom to rest upon our heads. I'm asking for a clearer understanding of our walk. Lord God, I'm asking for your good hand of healing to be resting on anyone who is ill. I'm asking that as you walk through the hospitals and as you walk through the nursing homes, that you remember your people who cannot get up and do it for themselves. Oh, God, I'm asking that you would go to the jailhouses and that you would touch the hearts of the young people and the old alike who have not turned themselves to you and your wisdom and your counsel. Lord, I'm asking that you would heal the person who is brokenhearted from the loss and are in mourning. Oh, God, I'm asking that doors, I'm asking that you would be all that you said that you are to us, and that is our God. And let us be your people, oh God. Help us to be who we are supposed to be. I'm asking that you would keep our children safe in the schoolhouses and on the streets, that you would give an extra set of protection over our sons, oh God, that you would keep our daughters safe, that they could be wherever they are and know that they are okay. Oh, God, I'm asking that you would raise your men up and have them to take the helm and protect the women the way they ought to. Lord, I'm asking that the women will be fast and sweet, that they will speak kindly to their men, to their sons, to their brothers, to their uncles, to their fathers, that they will remember that it's by our sweetness that we win people over. Oh, God, I'm asking that you would do a new thing in all of our lives. I'm thanking you for this time. I'm thanking you for your presence. I'm thanking you for your love and your commitment to me as I've committed myself to you, oh, God. I'm asking that you would touch each and every person wherever they are, whatever their ailment, whatever their circumstance, and help them prosper in you, oh God. I ask this in all things, and I pray with a great big ashe, 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 oh, amen. Catch me on Faith Walk and look for your scriptures. Peace.